Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
You know, it's been 9 years since one of Barb Mills North girls tennis teams has won a regional. The 2023 road begins tonight for the Cougars at 5:30 at Bloomington South against unbeaten Greensburg in the opening semifinal match. Columbus North and Seymour play in the other. The championship is on Wednesday night. If ever there was a year where the stars were aligned just right for this 15-1, 16th-ranked unit, all seniors, this would be the year.
They all love tennis. They work hard. They're very close as friends, as a group. You know, they really help each other. They practice well, and they push each other as a group. They're in very good shape, mentally tough. We preach no, you know, don't make unforced errors, kind of where our team goes. And they've got experience. They've done all they could do to get to this point.
Not been a lot of unforced errors on the part of this unit for Barb Mills this year. Title match again goes at 5:30 on Wednesday, 5:30 tonight for North against Greensburg. Don't forget the girls' track regional tonight, 6 o'clock start out at the Siebold Oval. Reds Cardinals pregame at 6:10 here on the airwaves. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Mick Abbott's Edgewood Mustangs, coming off its third 20-win season in the last 5 years, will be looking this week for its first sectional title in 5 years. Big step tonight, playing host Northview, the Knights, in the 3A opener over in Clay County at 5:30.
Not an easy task. I mean, they're 18-8. Their young pitcher is 15-4 herself. You know, we beat them earlier in the year, but they kind of pitched off because they'd had a big game the night before, and we hit the ball well against their number two. Our girls, we had a great practice tonight. I think we've hit the right frame of mind that we need to be in.
Mick will counter with an ace of his own in Jalen Robinson, who's won 16 games. And Mick also will be handing the AD keys after this final week of school over to Jerry Blam, former head football coach and current vice principal at Edgewood. He'll be taking over as the new AD. Mick retiring after 42 years at the Wood. He'll remain on staff as the softball coach. Big Ten tourney has arrived for the Hoosiers, the 2 seed against 7-seeded Illinois, who they took 2 out of 3 during the regular season, Charles Schwab Field in Omaha. The tournament is double elimination. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.